It's hoodhype.com. You know what I mean? A major website in the website game. Get involved and get the job. Peace. Sean P.
What the fuck is up, man? It's
What's
been forever.
Good, man. Hell yeah. It's been way too long, man. What's Shit. Good, everybody?
Shit.
Hood Hype, episode 41 in the building.
Shit.
What you shitting about, man?
Shit. I don't know.
Hell yeah, man. That shit been jumping up. Man, that's probably the biggest story going on in hip-hop right now. Let's fucking talk about it, bro.
You want to?
Yeah, man.
Fuck, man. Right. Man, it's been a while.
Been a while since what? Since we've been here?
Yes.
I know.
Last time, all right, so let me just put it out there. 2 weeks ago, we threw down a show. Sorry, am I loud?
Nah, you straight. You good.
Two weeks ago, we put down a show. And then, again, equipment failure. Time and time again.
Recorded
equipment
the whole fucking thing. And then listen to it. Boo-boo.
Straight it's like, boo-boo. Fuck. We watched the Super Bowl. Fuck. Then we fucking... Then the next week goes by. Major sounds like he's got fucking Q-tips crammed up to his skull. Fucking boogers. Fuck. It goes 2 weeks. So now we're 4 weeks deep. Here we go. This is it. We're going to do something special. That's
yes,
right,
sir,
man.
Kill it. We back in. We back at it, though, man. Long wait.
Yeah.
Sorry about it.
Yeah.
But fuck it, man. Let's jump into it, man. Cam'ron.
Yeah.
50 Cent.
Yup.
Biggest beef right now, man. Some people say they're tired of it already. I'm not. I love the shit.
Yeah.
Shit is sweet to me, man. I love seeing cats taking it at each other, and then they using the internet, which I'm loving, man.
Yeah.
Fuck the radio. Fuck. You know what I'm saying? Y'all left out in the cold, man. This whole battle taking place on the internet, and I'm feeling the fuck out of it. And I'm going to go out here on a limb, man, because, you know, everybody loves to hate on the Pink Panther, but... I'm going to say it. Cam'ron is winning the battle right now. Period.
Curtis!
Yes, sir. Cam'ron is winning, man. What you feel?
I feel his flow is fucking weak.
Okay.
You know what? But I'm going to say, today's going to be the first time I hear the second half of his song. So I'm going to shut the fuck up. Honestly, I've only heard the first half of it.
Yeah, man.
The video
was
silly, but I mean, I'm saying his flow is like...
For those of y'all who don't know, it jumped off on Angie Martinez...
Yeah,
50 saying he can shut down Koch Records. Which,
you can listen to it all on the blog. We posted all that shit.
We got it all
up.
On the blog. We've been documenting the whole thing.
Yep.
But he said he could shut down Koch, which of course is going to offend them because that's Diplomat's home. That's their distribution deal.
Yep.
So Cam'ron called in and said, "Hey, you can shut us down. Well, then why don't you go ahead and shut down a Diplomat project?" They start beefing, and then the infamous, you already heard it here a couple times, Curtis. Cam'ron was clowning them on the clowning them on the air. And so, man, 50 got heated, and then he went ahead and dropped Funeral.
And like, you gotta, man, that shit, okay, it's been, I was like, I couldn't get over it.
What's that?
That fucking, that 50, his flow, man, I was like, God
yeah,
damn.
That's the gutter 50,
yeah.
The 50
yeah.
that we missed.
More.
Now, don't get me wrong, Funeral was hard as fuck. It was hard as hell. So then Cam'ron came back with his track, which is just called Curtis, because it's self-explanatory. And to me, I'm sorry, Cam'ron stepped his game up. Now on songs,
he did, but I mean
on songs,
50s
was better. 50s was better, but he stepped his game up on it, and he didn't flow. He ain't doing the old F is for Fooly Mooly. You know the bullshit he be saying, but he ain't clout like that, man. Cameron came.
But it's still the same old shit that all of them sound like, the fucking Jewel Santana.
Nah, it's a slow flow, but he changing up his words, man. I'm sorry, man. But I give that round to 50.
I got one thing to say.
What's that?
Horse and carriage. Oh. We're going to ride to the top.
Take you to the candy shop. they both got their gayness now. True, let's don't go there.
That's true.
50's got gay shit up the ass, straight up. So then, man, they went to videos. 50's videos fucking lame, man. You filming in your backyard with a bunch of bitches. What's that
guy? He's in Connecticut, right?
Yeah. Connecticut. That's what Cameron was
like.
But
the motherfucker had a shooting range in his fucking garage.
Yeah, man. The video was lame as fuck to me,
what?
Man.
He had a shooting range in his fucking garage.
The video was lame. I stand by that.
A shooting range.
That shit was gay. Yeah, we got the clips
in his
right
garage.
Here. We got the clips.
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
Tracks here. Man, let's go ahead and give listeners a little bit if they haven't heard it.
Hold on.
Oh, we got to find
look
him.
Look at Mr. Producer, who claims he's a fucking producer, didn't fucking, look at that. What? Huh?
Well, you know, man, we can go ahead and get him to an hour later. Yeah. All right.
Which one you want to hear first?
Shit, let's hear a little bit of Snippet of Funeral so people
just
can hear
a snippet?
What came from.
You want to hear the whole fucking thing?
Oh, we can play the whole fucking
thing. Let's play the whole fucking thing.
Go ahead.
Fuck it, man. We're going to do something special for everybody, man. It ain't registered through the legal channels.
That's true. It ain't going to be released
let's
on
fuck,
no album. All right, go ahead.
Fuck it. Here you go. This is 50 Cent. We're going to do that one first?
Yep, go ahead.
All right, 50 Cent. Fuck it. Yeah. Okay. Okay, I'll get him. You niggas, you worship the ground I walk on. I make meals up the tracks I talk on. It's King. 50, don't call me, nigga. I don't wanna talk it out. The 40 cali hit your leg, gone, walk it out. I see it clear, you try to sabotage Timmy. See what happens when you talk after sipping the Henny. I see Haitian niggas at you. South by State. So pound, niggas, they don't play. Buck stabbing. I fucked it up. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Oh, what'd you do?
Sorry, man. I fucked it up, okay? Here.
The business is entertainment.
There we go.
Why we got here 50 twice?
I'm sorry.
That's unfair. All
right. I walk on. I make meals up the tracks I talk on. It's King. 50, don't call me, nigga. I don't want to talk it out. The 40 cali hit your leg, gone, walk it out. I see it clear, you try to sabotage Timmy. See what happens when you talk after sipping the Henny. I see Haitian niggas at you, yeah, South by State. So pound, niggas, they don't play. Buck stabbing niggas on camera, and it's okay. Cause my money make my lawyers make the shit go away.
That shit was hot.
Get a year on probation. Damn it, you play what you facing. You must ain't hear me. I done told you I'm a boss, I'm eating good, but I ain't chubby like Ricky Rose. On the street is, 50's not Jay, and Cam better stay out his way. Everything's cooler than a fancy Rolo. Hey, and I see you trying to hold on. Niggas in the waiting room been waiting so long. Till they hit a flat line and
nigga still singing,
gone.
Though. Stop
he's
singing.
Gone.
Five heartbeats.
That hook is hard. Actually, that fucking hook is hard.
He did. Well, you knew that guy had to fucking with the kid. This is graveyard music right here, you dig? This is not competition, this is murder. Career ending, mind bending. Southside, you finished. Now look, niggas laughing at Camp down on Lennox. They heard what he did, but they don't know why he did it. I have 80 and them boys with black flags. Come through with black mags and have niggas zipped up in black bags. For a second, he was hot, now he cold. I apply pressure to niggas until they fall. But never mind me, man, that's just how it be. The game got me trained, they call me the hustle man. And like Fang, my style will live forever. They thought I cross over, cause they don't know no better. I think they think I'm lax now, cause I got the chitter. Time to turn back, bustin', trust me, it's nothing. Everything's cooler than a fancy Rolo. Hey, and I see you tryna hold on. Niggas in the waiting room been waiting so long. Till they hit a flat line and I'll say...
Okay, they get the idea. You want to jump
into that's part? Enough for Curtis, man.
You want to jump?
That's enough, man. Let's go ahead and jump into a track, man. Let's hear that LBZ, right. Man.
Yeah.
Featuring AZ. This track right here is pure flame, baby.
Yeah.
Episode 41. Yay!
So motherfucking serious. LBZ. DC. AZ.
Hey yo, from NH to BK, nigga, all day, make a dollar out of dime, my nigga, we don't play, go hard for the streets, spit the similar to rap, drop knowledge on the knives, the fact that he's back, from the projects of BK to Elm Ward and Queen City, ride for the crime, my nigga, come fuck with me, a 6-0, stand up, the East Coast is back, and Brooklyn, stand up, the East Coast is
back. Yo, I started out with nothing. I hustle for the good of mine, something out of nothing. The struggle's what it took to shine. You look inside my book of rhymes and you will find a crook's design on how to grind and cook them lines surrounded by the jokes and crime. I took my time on a sixth story to shoot for the sixth story, cause it ain't just my story, it's his story. We making history, simply rotisserie, symphony sound blistering, rip through the sound dampening, flip through a crowd frantically, spitting with wild energy, focus of fire, the flow is the fire for my enemies, derived from hate and oppression, my pen and paper combustion, explode all over production, now that's something, this right here for those riding beside me, I gotta get mine to survive, I stay on my grind, B, best flow, nigga, respect no nigga, so I throw my hood up like my neck cold, nigga. Yo, from NH to BK, nigga, all day, make a dollar out of dime, my nigga, we don't play, go hard for the streets, spit the similar to rap, drop knowledge on the knives, the fact that he's back. From the projects of BK to Elm Ward in Queen City. Ride for the crime, my nigga, come fuck with me. A 6-0, stand up. The East Coast is back. And Brooklyn, stand up. The East Coast is back.
Truth or dare, the truth is here. Telescope on the tripod, they shooting flares. Blunted building with eye guard, got troopers near. The truth is, I'm saving niggas, I'm too sincere. Simple, either death or develop your mental. Don't demeanor, you can smell the potential. Feel the presence, I'm felt in your small intestines. Like sore from the door, it's all connected. I want more, made for the mishaps. My rubbers get fat, haters sit back. Let the paper take us chit chat. This is chess on another level, another rebel from the belly of the beast. I'm at the telly in the suite, puffing on some haze, playing deli with the meat. Was sick of mama praying, I was heavy in the streets. Baby mama playing on a celly with police. And this is what your guy was trying to tell me, this is peace.
Hey yo, from NH to BK, nigga, all day, make a dollar out of dime, my nigga, we don't play. Go hard for the streets, spit the similar to rap. Drop knowledge on the knives, the fact that he's back. From the projects of BK to Elm Ward in Queen City. Ride for the crime, my nigga, come fuck with me. A 6-0, stand up. The East Coast is back. And Brooklyn, stand up. The East Coast is back. Yeah. Man, all motherfucking day. Brooklyn to the Queen City. N. H. 6-0 Chisel, stand up. It's your boy LB. Imperfect
LBC,
music,
baby. Yes, sir. Shout out to LB. Got AZ on the cut, man. I'm feeling that shit. That's
shit.
Fire.
Shit.
Straight fire, baby.
Working, man. Working.
Curtis. Speaking of that,
oh,
man.
Damn, yeah.
We about ready to get into Cam'ron's his comeback, man. He came back hard as hell to me. I don't care what nobody else say. Really, where he really won is the videos, man. Because, like I said, 50's videos gay. Cam'ron shit is creative.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. We're going to have to run through the whole... Well, I mean, Cam'ron's thing's only 2 minutes, so...
Yeah.
We'll run through the whole fucking thing, because I ain't heard it yet.
Oh, for real?
And I'll give you... I haven't heard the whole thing. I've only heard half of it.
Okay.
You said he said he busted, like, fatty shit at the end of it, right?
What's that? And they're different. The video's got more audio to it.
Oh, does it?
The typical song is just a straight song.
Fuck it. You want to just bring up the video on YouTube or some shit?
Shit. Yeah, we could. It's a video. I don't know what it's going to sound like.
Fuck it. We'll just play this shit.
Let's just play the song.
All right. Well, fuck it, man.
Video's on the blog. Hoodhype.com/blog. Go watch it.
God damn it.
That shit is straight fire, man.
That fucking works.
Cam'ron video is sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet as fuck to me.
The truck of the Lambie, Cambie stuffed in some candy. This ain't a label, Curtis, I'm freaking with family. See my squad, them waiting, right behind them bars, this gated. Hopped out the casket, bastard, reincarnated. Yep, so have a seat, this gonna be a masterpiece. I have to beef, he look like a gorilla
with rabbit teeth.
Bugs, monkeys, act hard with a crack guard and Mac bras. That video ain't Queens, it's
your backyard.
Curtis, he was messing with your head. Bad, you dead mad, but dag, security with red. You banging files, shooting rocks and signs my way. Fine play, I keep it neutral, but my family's nine. Trey, Sue Woo, my my air lights that stay to fight from day to night. When I smack the lighty brothers, Dave and Mike. Believe me, ho, you can't see me, though. Jimmy ain't the president, he the CEO. Zeke is the president, it's evident. Hillcock is Frey, Santana underboss. I sign off like Dr. Dre. I'm up with so damn too. What up? Stop by saying. Grab the cocoa, my cock, Tessozo, rock away. I extended the clip. Never be friends with you. Shout to a real Queens dude. You know Kenneth McGriff. He ran from police. You run with police. You ain't from Southside. You about to get your mouth wide. Rewind the DJ. You ain't 50 Cent from BK.
Curtis.
Yep, he deserved to be nervous.
Curtis.
Damn.
Show some courtesy, Curtis.
Curtis.
Rewind the DJ.
Curtis.
You ain't 50 Cent from BK.
Curtis.
Yep, he deserved to be nervous.
Curtis.
Damn.
Show some courtesy, Curtis.
Hey yo, check the tail. How girls break they neck and nail. I don't usually do it, but let's do it. Record sales, South Wells, 800, Jim, 400. I cop more houses, more cars, got more blunted. You see, I rock the ride.
And that's only a fraction of the second verse, man. The second verse is fire as fuck, man. What you think? You don't hate on the flow. You had to admit, Cam stepped up lyrically.
He did. I mean, all right, well.
Got it.
I'm gonna go the way of the white boy, man.
what's that?
I'm still on 50 because, and I'll tell you why. Curtis is doing comedy.
What was comedy, man? Dude said you run with police. I mean, he calling them out. Dude called him Bugs Monkey. I love that shit, man.
Yeah, I mean,
Bugs Monkey. That was classic.
I like the like fucking just kill you shit, man. That's my shit.
I like gutter shit too, but the thing is, like Cam playing it like. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing to me. I'm just going to fuck with you, and I can tell I'm pissing you off. And that's funny. And I'm going to tell you what, too, man. This thing right here, man, it reminds me of a boxing match. See, that's why I say 50 is going to have to change something up. Because right now, he jabbing, and Cameron keep countering. He came with the song. Cameron came with a song that, to me, is close. I could give the edge to 50. Then he came
Thank
with
you.
The, he came with
Thank
the video
you.
Next. 50's video is gay. Gay as fuck.
Oh, so what? Then, 50? Did he do another
his
one?
Video, no, the video he came out with is
it's not gay.
It's weak. Y'all
men have four wheelers.
And so then
they have four wheelers.
So Cameron played off of it. Cameron's like, okay, funeral. Cameron video, he jumping out the casket.
That shit was
That
funny.
Shit is live, man.
That shit was
he got
silly.
People on the street talking about Curtis, calling him out, man, making him look stupid. And then he got drawings. And then the funniest shit in the whole video, dog, is the courtroom scene where Cameron in the defendant chair. And then he got a gorilla and a G-Unit shirt in the witness stand, man.
See, it's comedy, man. 50's like, I'll fucking murder you. I will kill you. I will kill you.
Straight comedy. I don't care, man. It's not comedy. He's clowning him. He's making him look stupid.
He is. I'll give him that.
So he counterpunching,
I'll give it
man.
To him.
50 keep leading. Cameron keep countering. So 50 going to have to change something up, man. Do something different. But it's all on the blog, man. Go there and judge for your fucking self.
Yeah, it's all there, man. We should just make a category for the fucking Cameron and
Hell yeah,
50
we
shit.
Should, too.
This shit,
to
me,
keep going.
Honestly, I'm going to give it to them, though. The two of them, they're probably paying some money. I mean, you think there's a back-end deal going on?
No, I don't think so, man. But you're right, though. They spending cash, man.
I mean,
flat out, you go to shoot a video just to address this motherfucker?
I know.
Like, and the videos ain't that low quality neither. I mean, they decent looking, so...
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, honestly, I put this beef above Jay and Nas, man. This shit's fucking entertaining. Stop. This shit is entertaining.
Jay and Nas was...
As far as entertainment value...
Entertaining. That was legendary. Man, oh man. Here you go. There you go, man. Wow. I have to pause on that one, man. He had to get shot. Wow.
Oh man, let's move on.
Yeah,
God damn
man.
It.
Enough beef.
Yeah,
man.
So check that shit up on the blog, man. All of it's there. All
and
of
we
it.
We talked about
All
this on
it.
Our fucked up episode too, man. But we're gonna speak on it again because Vita's one of the favorites over at the hoodhype.com.
You know what? Before you get into that, was one I want to fucking address too.
What's that?
First of all, I know I apologize for being sick the last time, but I didn't realize it till after we went to the auto show, which we don't got pictures of. Sorry about that. But
yeah,
it was
we
fucking.
Suck.
It was a. Yeah, it was a shitty...
Yeah, the auto show wasn't even all that...
Fucking yeah. weak. Redo your shit, Detroit. Motherfuckers. So, yeah.
Go ahead, though,
that
man.
That shit sounds weak. Anyway. Anyway, yeah. I found out, after talking to you, and other people drinking and taking whatever that medication was. What was the funny name of that medication?
I can't remember. Albutrin,
Albutral, or some shit.
Was sick.
I was on some medication, some fucking shit prescribed by the doctor, and drinking beer. Dude, even Major was down here. We were like,
we was at BW. You look so fucked up, dog.
we were doing sound check down here, and I was like, oh, I gotta go get a pen. And then I get up and walk away, and then I come back, and then I get up and walk away. What the fuck was I gonna get? And I, like, shit, I was forgetting shit. I was fucking up.
Hell yeah, so, you was out of there,
yeah,
man.
So sorry about that. I was all over the fucking place last episode, but I'm here. I'm good. No more about me. Fucking J-Max done.
Oh, that's your, yeah, man. Oh, yeah, Jesus Christ. I didn't even speak on the damn intro, man. I can't believe I ain't said nothing
yet. Oh, because we fucked it up on the last show.
Yeah, well, goddamn it, man. Y'all heard that. That was J-Max. Donation to
that's the J Mac. That's the beginning of the J Mac and Major
J Mac collection. Yeah, I'm coming back at it, man. He came at me with the redneck shit. I don't know. I'm doing something, man. Flat out.
You're gonna make doing some music.
Let's go ahead and play a track though. We've been blabbing for a minute. Yeah, what you want to hear, bro?
I don't even know how long have we been on it. God damn.
I don't know.
We're just gonna, man. If this shit gets long, we'll just bust it up.
Hell yeah, this is gonna be a long ass show. So buckle your fucking seatbelts.
Yeah,
man.
Motherfuckers. What track you want to get it to?
Whatever, man.
What the fuck, man?
Dope. Yeah, that play that dope girl, man.
What the fuck is that?
Mikado.
What the fuck is that? Huh? Oh, huh?
Mikado,
oh,
dope girl.
Shit,
with
look
the,
at me. I'm fucking
that off. John got the beat that's like...
Yeah, Major gave me the controls today.
Woo.
I feel special.
Yeah, you're running the boards. Don't embarrass me.
Yeah, that beat is hard!
Yeah, yeah, this shit. Bang it, man.
I got a king of the city. Look, and she my... You hear me? Let's go. Look, we switch lanes with it. Put her on a plane with it. Flight cancel. Put her on a train with it. Straight butter fiends looking like a train hit them. Wake up cold sweats looking like the rain hit them. The king's iced out looking like the cane with him. She geeked up like daddy let me hang with him. And I would bang with him. Pippin got a screw loose. While my party's in like bang banging whoop whoop. I got that bang bang shoot shoot. Bang gangs for loot loot. Bang came for loot loot. Bang things and shoot through. Black range will swoop through. 380. Three down, down dog, boo hoo. And mommy's cute and I'm smart, we can execute. Devise a plan above standing on some damn stoop. And if my hunger's involved, then the money's involved. King of the city, nigga, get it in ball. We all money in the front, bitches in the back. Got a dope girl, show these chickens how to act. She my dope girl, yeah, bring my money back. She my. Yup, bring my money back. Look, money in the front, bitches in the back. Got a dope girl, show these chickens how to act. She my dope girl. Yup, bring my money back. She my. Yup, bring my money back. She got powder in a bra. Crank in the purse, that's weed in the pocket, monkey in the skirt. She my dope girl, yup, grams in the bag. Couple dollars from them fiends, bring grands to my family. Bitches on my phone, that's ants on the can. Listen, butterscotch, peanut butter, pass me the panties. Headed to Miami, money, money, flash. She rock the linen, throw that denim in the trash. She worth a million, you can feel it when I ask me. You try to rob her, I will kill a nigga fastly. And I am Ashley, pimping if you ask me. Conceal it in the ass, shit it out, she nasty. And she my money getter, and I'm a money taker. Now try to play us, hater, baby, call the undertaker. And I will undertake you, take you, take you under, hater. And I will undertake you, take you, take you under, hater. Money in the front, bitches in the back. Got a dope girl, show these chickens how to act. She my dope girl, bring my money back. She my...
Yes, sir. Dope girl. Mikado, man. That shit is heat.
Yeah.
Beat is
submit
serious.
Some more fucking music.
Yes, sir, man. If you listening, bro, get back at us.
You know what? Out of sheer respect, I kept it in that track. I about cut out when we started going at it again during the song about the fucking 50-cent camera shit. What were you saying about if we put up a poll?
No, man. I'm putting up a poll.
What were you saying
just
about?
Just about who's winning, but I already know the G-Unit gonna win because there's so many of these little...
Come on, fucking say it.
Little white guys, little white boys running around. Fucking G-Unit.
Yeah, buddy,
fucking
G-Unit.
Santa's the man.
I'm gonna pop my cap in some asses.
Young Buck, bitch. Man, fuck all y'all, man.
I need some more Young Buck.
I'll be on these message board XXL, all these little G-Unit supporting pussies, man.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit, man.
Give us some more little scrappy.
Hell yeah, man. Vote on what's real, man. You got the songs, you got the video. Tell me who's winning. The poll will be up fucking tomorrow. Straight up, man.
Come on, man. Go the way of the white guy.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
I sound like a fucking fool on that little cut right there.
You said it. Oh, speaking of that shit, that was when we were talking about Xbox and PS2.
Oh, yeah, man.
I'm going to admit. Okay. Oh,
sorry. Go ahead. You beat me to it. I got my 360, damn it.
Yeah.
About time, man.
This motherfucker right here convinced me. I'm a changed man.
It's bad for me, though, man. I swear to God, bro.
Why?
Because y'all be on there like...
Oh. Neglecting
the
family.
We be fighting for it, man. Me and wifey be like, get the fuck out.
Yeah, because you can download all the games on it.
Hell yeah, we playing Smash TV. They got arcade classics, man. We was playing Mortal Kombat.
Isn't Smash TV tough? Because didn't it used to be two joysticks?
Yeah, you die like 2 million times, dog. Like, seriously. We beat it like 50 times.
The old game used to be two joysticks, didn't it?
Maybe it was, yeah, because you got to aim and shoot all super quick. But yeah, the shit is hot as hell, man. 2K7, man. If you play NBA 2K7, get at me. Major 517, man. That's how you can find me on there. Anybody who got a 360, got Xbox Live, that's my gamer tag. Hit me up. Hey, I'm 10-6, bro. Should be 11-6, but I whooped this dude ass the other day. And somehow, man, at the end of the game, I think he quit out and my win didn't count, man. I was pissed off.
Oh, they can do that shit? They can just drop out and fuck you over?
People have tried, but usually it catches it anyway. But for whatever reason, man, we played a whole game and this shit was a classic. Dude had the Suns, I had the Pistons, of course. Beat this motherfucker by 1 point. And that shit ain't registered, but that's all right.
They got the fro. They got BW in there, and
man,
for the
you don't
Pistons.
Play for the Pistons. Man.
I know, but did they got him in there?
Oh, Ben, he on the Bulls, fucking faggot.
Oh, I know. I wasn't sure if they put him in the video game and shit, left him in there.
Oh,
they may develop. I don't know.
No, they put him. He's in the game. He's on the fucking wrong
Bulls.
Team.
Yeah, yeah.
Asshole. Fuck Ben Wallace, man. Fucking traitor.
He did a thing on Detroit radio the day he was done, man. I never told you about that, did I?
What's that?
When
he left.
Yeah, when he left. He was on the radio for fucking an hour talking about. He was like, he had people calling in. There was like people calling in, fuck you, man, fuck you.
That was going on?
Yeah, Detroit, man, Detroit was hating on him.
You
like
know what, Big Ben? You made a mistake, motherfucker, because we better without your ass. Flat out, man. We got C-Web. We about to come out the East Coast one more game, man. Anybody who think I'm wrong, whatever. A whole bunch of people still hollering about the Miami Heat. Fuck the Heat.
Dude, Pistons I haven't even watched a fucking game since Chris Webber started.
For real?
Yeah, I'm weak.
Oh, shit, man. They like 11-3 since he's in the starting lineup.
I'm the type that's like...
Pistons is putting in straight up work.
Well, dude, I'm the type that'll sit there and be like, yeah, basketball's cool. And then fucking finals come. Yeah, Pistons! I've been a fucking fan forever! Yeah!
You're a bandwagon
dude,
that's
what I
do. Man.
That's what I am. I'm a bandwagon dude. Hey, I ain't in high school no more, man. I keep too busy to fucking keep up on sports.
Whatever, man, that shit is fresh as
this
hell.
This motherfucker right here lives on ESPN, man. This dude will watch sports. You'll probably watch sports.
No,
like
I don't
five
even fuck with sports anymore, man.
Oh, really?
It's too watered down. Just like the fucking music business is commercialized. This is gay.
Oh, man.
For real.
Don't fucking get me started.
What's
on that?
Shit. Yeah, speaking of gays, we're going to get into that a little bit, man. But you know what? Before we do that, bro, let's jump into the bonus section, man. We didn't even announce it at the top of the show, but you heard the plug in the beginning. Sean Price, man.
Yeah.
Got the interview for y'all, man.
This Sean be right back for the second time. First time he was sick as fuck.
Hell yeah.
Pissed.
Grouchy.
We
mad.
Don't want nothing to do with you.
Hell yeah. He was like, mad. Fuck I the want media. Him over by the end of the interview, though, man.
Yeah, you did. After you started talking about
boxing and shit.
Yeah.
That's when he finally loosened
that
up.
That was a... Who was boxing? That was
the fight Zab Judah and Mayweather.
Zab Judah, that's right. And Zab Judah got his fucking ass beat. You didn't bring it up in the interview either.
No, I forgot too. You probably got mad at me all over again.
You were
man.
Starstruck. You were starstruck. Admit it, you were starstruck.
But yeah, man, let's jump into the Sean P interview, man. The shit is classic. Dude is funny as fuck, man.
Break it
Sean
down.
Is a character. But here we go, baby.
Peace, God. Peace. Hey yo, who the fuck beepin' the guard? Peepin' the guard. Groupie hoe from a show, wanna sleep with the guard. Wanna late night creep with the guard. Wanna fuck all night till she tired, count sheep with the guard. She like, bro, could you skeet me, guard? Hell no, ho. You must think something sweet with the guard. Don't try to get deep with the guard. Don't try to conversate and hold hands down the street with the guard. She thinking about.
Hey, what's good?
What's going on, brother?
It should have been a minute since we talked to you, man, so. How's everything been, man? I know you off the last project and you on to the next CD, which is about to drop. Now, how you feel about this project, man, compared to the last one?
I feel the same. That was a good project, and I feel the same about this one. It's a good project, man.
And I see, man, shoot, I know you've been on tour. You getting ready to do another tour, aren't you?
Yeah, I believe in Thursday.
Okay, and tell us about that tour, man. Who's going to be on that one?
My boot camp. It's actually called the Last Stand Jesus Christ. What is it called, Jesus? Yeah, Last Stage, Jesus Christ Tour.
Okay.
So it's just the crew.
Oh, it's just the crew. Now, what happened with the tour? With
it's going to be Helter Skelter, Smith & Wesson, and Buckshot.
Now, what about the tour with Ghostface, man? Did y'all go through with that one?
Yeah, we caught the tail end of the Ghostface tour. You know, we tore it down. Big up the Ghost for letting nigga eat.
So what was it like touring with dude, man? Did y'all get some, you know, good energy together, man? Did y'all vibe well on the tour?
I mean, we didn't even kick it that much. You know, we said, what up? You know what I mean? We spoke a little. You know, Duke, you know, he had his crew, his peoples. I had my crew, my peoples. You know, we spoke, you know, mutual respect for each other's craft and all that. But, you know, we wasn't hanging out, you know what I mean? Playing air hockey after the show or nothing like that. But, yeah, you're a good brother, though.
Traction, bitch, got heat for the guard. So I backsmacked the left side of the cheek on the broad. Now on the road, a lot of goddamn rhymes, but this time I must be out of my goddamn mind.
The arm, leg, arm, head, garnish your bread. With no church,
I ain't had a hit since 96. Ever since then, my career did twist. The Fab Five album got put on the shelf, but they still play LaFleur on the throwback at 12. My man said he heard me on Mr. C. Yeah, that's cool, but it don't need
what's
chips
up, man? Tell us about the new track, man. What's some of the standout cuts, man? I know the last album was thorough, pretty much top to bottom. But what's your standouts on this joint?
So is this one.
You coming the same way?
Oh, yeah, man. If it ain't broke, you know the motto?
I feel that.
You know what I mean? I kept it, you know, similar but different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like I said earlier, it's like, you know, you go buy some Tide, and I got Tide with bleach. You know what I mean? You know, last album was Tide. This one is Tide with bleach. I mean, that's all. New and improved.
I feel that, man. Any new producers, man? Because I was scrolling down the list, and I saw a cat from the G-Unit Campus producing on there. Anybody else
that
new?
Ilmon. He ain't from the G-Unit Camp, but, you know, they ain't got nothing to do with nothing. He got high beats. I wouldn't care where he's from. Only got them high tracks. I also got my man Fatine on there. He did Like You and The Guard. And, you know, he did Cake for Lloyd Banks. You know what I mean? So
okay.
It don't matter, you know, what you did beats for or whatever, you know. It don't make you any better, it don't make you any worse. You know what I mean? It is what it is.
So, man, shoot, man, I remember last time we talked, man, we was talking about your quote as the brokest rapper alive, man. So, how you living these days, man? Things have changed up for you?
Yeah, man, I'm not the brokest rapper you know. Mm-hmm. And it's the brokest rapper you know. It's not the brokest rapper alive.
Oh, my bad.
I don't know who switched it up, but, like, alive.
I was about to say, that shit sounded bad as hell the last time. Okay.
Yeah, the brokest rapper alive. That shit sounds bad. You know what I mean? But that was the brokest rapper you know.
Okay.
You know what I mean? If you know any rappers, you know what I mean? If you know a broke rapper, you know me. You know what I mean? But, you know, Allah been good, man. I had a good year, man. Successful, you know what I mean? Actually, some kid ran up on me like, yo, Ruck, I'm the brokest rapper you know. I was like, no doubt. You are. I don't want that title, B. You can have that shit.
Actually, you trade that shit in real quick.
Yeah, no question.
So crack after the show with a four-fold down to blow back half the throw. The drugs that I sold got fucked up, God. So it's car hard suits, construction jobs. It ain't rap though, but the money is cool. Gotta make sure we like to ain't running the school.
And yo, the arm, leg, arm. Head Megatron, Decepticon, Sean Duke, you know my name. Fuck around and send your ass back to where you came.
For sure, man. So when we talking about the we've been having a lot of debate on our website and shit. You know, the hip-hop is dead. That shit ain't got all kind of play. You got any opinion on that whole stance? You know, do you think it was more of a publicity move, or you think there's some truth to that statement?
I think, you know, I can understand what Nas is saying, you know. If you leave it up to these DJs, you know, and all the only hip-hop they play, you wouldn't even know that a nigga like me exists. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, yeah, you know, technically, to a certain degree, it is kind of dead. I can understand what he mean, but it's not dead because I'm still here and I'm spitting in body, so it's not dead.
I feel that. I'm glad you said that too, man, because honestly, that's the best definition I heard of it is that basically you got all your different sections in hip-hop, but when only one or two types of hip-hop is getting all the play, then it ain't full circle. So, yeah, I feel you. And so, man, what's up with Duck Down, man? I saw y'all had the crazy thing, man, with the bus tour. Like, people could ride the bus and then go catch
your
show.
Yeah, we had a little bus listening party, you know what I mean? You know, Duck Down, you know, they do their thing, man. They always surprise. You know, we independent, man, but we ain't small thinking, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that shit was hot. Y'all got any other plans like that? Any different shit?
I don't know. I think next year, Drew going to take everybody to Cancun.
Okay.
And, You know what I mean? You know how the plane pull you and you be in the air?
Mm-hmm.
The gliding thing? Yeah. You get everybody a set of headphones and listen to the album. And if you don't like it, we're going to cut the call and let your ass crash.
Oh, shit. That'd be some wild shit right there, man. Shit, I feel that.
You'd be like 200 feet in, like, this shit bullshit, oh, yeah? All right. Yeah, yeah. So the only one going, only crazy going to live is the one who give me a good, you know, review.
That's you, man. So we got Jesus Price dropping in 7 days, man. So what else is coming up, man? I think I read a little bit that y'all going to be doing the Helter Skelter reunion.
Yeah, we're doing the Helter Skelter album right now.
Okay.
It'll be out soon we get it together. I got a little project with my dude, Guilty Simpson. You know how to teach him and Black Milk. We can lay it down. So we're working hard.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Shit, man, any last words you want to get out there to the listeners, man, to all your fans?
I just want to say thank you. Appreciate the love, you know what I mean? I don't take it for granted. I'm not gassed, you know what I mean? I'm going to put more distress, maybe want to put more work in, that's all. So I appreciate the love.
Okay, that's what's up, man.
No doubt.
All right, bro, be easy, man.
All right, man. The brokest rapper you know, Peabody. Yeah, get money or get lost, or get your shit split with licking the fifth off. This ain't no gangster rap. How many motherfucking gangsters rap? Listen, I mean, truthfully, you might think you that, but overall, Duke, I think you whack. Peabody, the name is new, the face the same. The judge is whack, the case is lame.
Oh my
yeah,
god,
man.
That dude.
Shout out to Sean P, man.
No doubt,
one of the
man.
Coolest motherfuckers I've
he is.
Interviewed, man.
I'm going to fucking admit, when it used to be just you doing the show,
mm-hmm.
and the first, I don't remember what episode. Do you remember what episode it was when we first interviewed?
Shit, I think our first interview was episode 3 with Daz, or episode...
The first episode where you interviewed Sean P.
Oh, right? Sean P. I don't remember.
Anyway, you can go about... listeners, you can go up there and check it out. Anyway, if you listen to that first interview, we caught, dude, he wasn't out promoting. It was kind of an off chance that we got a hold of his manager over at Duck Down, mm-hmm. and... We fucking scheduled the interview. Well, they stuck to it, man. He pulled through like a fucking soldier and fucking did the interview sick as hell.
Yeah,
he
man,
was pissed.
I'll attest to that. He was sick as fuck, man.
Major was like,
stuffy.
Man, that motherfucker was mean. He was like...
Hey, shit, man, I got on the phone. I'm like, yo, that motherfucker didn't like me. I don't even know what I did.
All y'all medial motherfuckers, man. He was fucking
like, man, y'all be sucking Rock's dick. I'm like, all right, man, I ain't gonna be too many more motherfuckers, man. I swear to God, bro, I was this close to holding my ground, man. For real,
You were.
Sitting.
You were. You could tell you were like. You get to the point where you'd be like,
Yeah, I was getting heated, yeah, because it was confrontational, man. But man.
No,
shoot,
big up to
cool.
Sean P. That interview was the shit, though.
Hell
that
yeah,
shit
man.
Was hard, man. I'll give it to him.
Go over to hoodhype.com, man. We got a link, man. Go get the Jesus Christ Superstar CD, man. The junk is banging,
no doubt.
Ninth Wonder beats. Up the ass, man. He got some other hot producers on there. If you like real East Coast music, I mean, I ain't gonna say real, but you know what I'm talking about.
Street,
that real
fucking gritty
samples,
gully.
Real gully shit.
Yeah,
flat out. Go copy.
What's the name of that fucking album again?
Jesus Price. Superstar.
Jesus Price Superstar. Check it out, yep. Motherfuckers.
Shit is
go
right.
Buy it. Link's up on our website. Go buy it. Go buy it. Go buy it. Tell them where you heard about it.
But now, man, before we left, man, we was talking about sports and we was talking about gays.
I hate gay people.
Yeah, man, there we go. Thank you.
I hate gay people.
Tim Hardaway, man, dude is crazy, bro. Dude said, went on a radio interview with Dan Libertard, man, in Miami and just flat out. You know what I'm saying? John Amici came out the closet a couple weeks ago, said he was gay. And Tim Hardaway let it be known where
he gay people.
He let it be known where he stands, man. Dude blasted John Amici. Dude said, I hate gay people. I don't like being around gay people. Dude said, if I had a gay teammate, he's like, I would do whatever I could to distance myself from that individual.
But, in the words of Chris Rock,
what's
I'm
that?
Not saying it's right. But I
understand. Yeah, man. For real. He admitted.
Fuck
he's like,
fuck
dude's
fuck
like.
Fuck it.
He's like, I'm a homophobe. You know what I'm saying? He's like, flat out. He's like, I don't like him. So, but he got fucking fired, man. David Stern was like, yo, you will never work for the NBA.
Oh, darn.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, that's six-figure checks you'd be missing out on, bro. He's retired. Ain't like he played no more. Dude. Somebody probably pick
ain't
him up,
life.
Man.
Ain't my life. I don't care.
Like I said, Tim, man, I I feel where you was coming from.
I hate gay people.
You ain't have to go that tough, man. Dude just came flat out 100% with it.
I don't like gay people.
That shit was classic.
Hey,
man.
Richard Weinstein. Hey.
I hate gay people.
Oh, yeah, man. That's a throwback to a beef we had with a fag over there a little while back, man.
You're going to hell.
Man, fuck him, man. Fucking, I don't even. Is he guy, people. Girl, bitch, man? I don't know what the fuck he is. Fuck him. Let's go into a track, man.
Oh, man. You're do we have to? Bad oh, memories. Man. I want to fucking. Oh, my man. God. No, not too many people. We never addressed it. Remember, we kept quiet about that shit.
Oh, yeah. We kept quiet, but I mean,
that was when
internally,
you were
I was
alone.
Angry. Yeah, I was pissed off.
We never talked about it. Here's the thing. Faggot. I mean, yeah. I'm going to
go ahead, man.
I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to fucking put it out there. Here's the deal. I wish I had the fucking promo because I play it right now.
Yeah, man, we had a promo.
I'll bring it up after the. I'll bring it. I'll download it. I'll fucking bring it up after the show or after the next track. Let's just talk about after the track, Boss. Yeah, man.
Yeah, Boss did the promo for us.
What track you want to get into?
Yeah, let's go ahead and jump into KJ though. The track is smooth as fuck. That cue that bitch up, man.
Yeah,
the James Brown sample right here.
No doubt.
Hoodhype.com.
Body banging, girl, you know you got me lifting. So turn around and let me work it. Can we find love on the dance floor tonight? Baby, you know I wanna see you dance. Baby, you know I like the way you drop. Baby, and you know that you're so hot.
Yeah.
Oh, man. banging R&B track by Cajun.
I love that. Who used that? Who used that sample?
Shit, Total.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's that James
I ain't
Brown.
Trying to rip on nobody's beat. That beat was fresh. Why does that sound quieter? Is that quieter? Did you turn it down or am I crazy? Or is that song loud?
You're just fucking crazy.
All right, I'm crazy. Anyway, back on Gaze.
Yeah, man. We about to queue up this promo, man.
I hate gay people.
This is the promo that started the controversy for us, man.
So, it was like, last year sometime?
Yep.
Last year sometime, we're just going about our business, put out a new promo. This dude plays it, puts it out on Sirius Satellite Radio. It goes out. This dude who fucking does a, I ain't going to say his fucking name of his show just to be a dick.
Yeah, fuck him.
He puts out, I say his name's Richard Weinstein. That's what I will tell you. He puts out a fucking show, never fucking issues an apology to us.
Literally.
We put out this promo. The dude Boss from out of Arizona, Hayden Lane, does this promo for us. And at some point, which I'll show you, he says, fuck the faggots at XM.
That's it. That's the whole thing, man. The whole rest of the promo is about us.
This, I hate gay people.
This dude says, fuck the faggots at XM. One tiny little line.
Yep.
And this little fairy want to get this bent out of shape about this shit.
And the thing is he goes after this dude, Adam Curry, and starts this fucking beating the shit out of him about it, saying, oh, you're fucking advocating gay hatred, gay
talking
hatred.
About, yeah,
I got something for you, Richard.
I don't like gay people.
How about that, motherfucker?
That's
Sorry.
It. Dude going to say, if they can say that, I should be able to say nigger. Yeah. Spick, all this shit on
and
the radio.
And he fucking
like,
outright said that shit.
Yeah, he said it like plain as day.
Know what we got to say about that?
I hate gay people.
Flat out, man. Cue that bitch up, man.
Fuck that. Yeah, so here's the promo that started it. We'll fucking, check this out. Whoa. Oh, there you go. Well, hey, there we go. I can't even fucking work the system.
Hoodhype.com, Young Jack.
And it's the wrong
That's
fucking
the
promo.
Wrong promo.
Well, there you go.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Yeah, we'll play that shit later, goddamn.
Yeah, maybe
it,
I can cue it up, though. Hold up. Anyway, so the whole deal was...
Like I said, man, the whole deal, the little fairy got bent out of shape about this shit, man.
Yeah, Richard fucking Weinstein. And so what he does is he starts throwing a fucking fit to this dude, Adam Curry, and this motherfucker was actually defending us.
Yeah, shout out to Curry for that one.
He's put it down for us. I mean,
yeah,
he's
Curry was like, man, he's like, these dudes in no way meant faggots, literally. It was a slang term talking about XM radio because XM ain't as hot as Sirius. At least that's how Boss put it down. So. Yeah. Boss spit that rhyme. Adam understood what it was, but this little faggot want to get upset about it, man.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, I can't fucking find
fuck him.
Fuck him.
Fuck him in his left ear, man. For real. But some next shit, man. Game and Vita, man. That shit was hilarious, bro. Game was talking about the two-finger split. The two-finger split with Vita, man. Dude said he fingered her on the couch at Jamie Foxx's house.
Fro was jealous. He was silently fucking jealous.
Shit, Fro ain't say shit. He thought his girl was pure.
Oh, hey, not to jump off. Hold on, man. I'm just going to fucking jump back out of it. Here's that fucking promo.
Okay, bet it.
Just because I just want to fucking show him how fucking lame it was.
Mac Major.
Dead poets. This shit's weak, trust me. I mean, the beats and the promo's hot, but Detroit, their argument was weak. What up, Phoenix? Columbus. Sirius. Stand up. Why am I playing? Let's go. Listen, it's hoodhype.com. It's all hood. Aight, we drop bombs, they call me the boss, but my alias is Megatron. I hail from that sunset zone. Just zone out, we got that source code updated. Adam Curry, give it to me. Oh, shout out to Adam Curry. Fast in a hurry, I can't wait for them to play me on Sirius Satellite. Shout out to fucking Sirius. And I'm a serious man with mics. Dead poets till I die, keep your head lowered. You're not rocking with the best, but you already know it. Transforming courtesy of the major. There's shout to Major. Currency and getting this paper. Boss up, currently I stay concurrent with fellow freaks of that nature. Disastrous like Katrina, hip hop savior. I got that everlasting flow, so call me now or later. And fuck the haters, just hate lane so you can stop hating. Picture me on your favorite countdown, I'm out now. Top 1, 2, or 3, here to take that spot now. Where you can jot down the digits, 480 to be specific. And holla at the major if you wanna come get it. You the best, how do you say that? I'm serious with mine, fuck the faggots at XM. There it is.
There it is, man.
Fuck the faggots at XM.
And it started a whole bunch of shit, man.
That's it.
Like I said, we took the high road for a long time, man. But now that Tim Hardaway done set the standard.
Fuck him, though. I mean,
Tim Hardaway gave us a reason to revisit the shit, man.
Fuck you, Richard Weinstein. fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. And I know fucking Adam Curry ain't gonna play us no more because he fucking, he don't even give a shit anymore because he don't even fucking hit me back on nothing.
Yeah.
He been kinda playing the ignore you game. I know how it works. It's politics.
That fag burned a bridge for us, basically.
Yeah,
man,
basically. So. Basically, fuck him. You know what? We got advertising. We're making money. Go fuck yourself. What? I'm fucking heated on it, man. Seriously.
Yeah, I feel you, man.
I'm fucking, I don't know. I put it between, I don't know.
What's that?
Never mind. What were we talking about, Vito? I'm fucking getting pissed now, man. You're fucking getting me going.
Oh, man. Shit. Fucking, nah, man. Game fingered her on the couch, bro.
Which, who wouldn't?
Yep, shit. Yeah, I feel you. But
you gotta wonder what it felt like, though. Was it like throwing a hot dog down
Game,
the hallway?
Game said it was nice.
Did he?
Game said it smelled nice, too.
Oh, that's right.
He's like, I wish I could say it stank, but it didn't.
Why would he wish, man? I wouldn't.
Just so he could clown her. Just like clowning her. Like, it wasn't enough to clown her on
that
Hot
video.
97 in front of everybody, man. I mean, everybody's listening to that shit.
I don't know. That doesn't give her a bad reputation in my eyes.
What's that?
I'd be like, wow, she puts out good.
Yeah, I mean, she's a video whore. I mean, I guess if she's living up to the reputation, man.
Yep.
Like I said, Fro is nuts, man. Fro said that she was classy. We had an email conversation, and he called her a hooker with class.
Should we call him up?
Yeah, man, go ahead.
Is that him?
Yeah, that's the number.
Fuck it. Let's see what this motherfucker is doing. He probably ain't going. Wow.
He probably getting drunk right about now, man. Give Fro a chance to defend defend lovely Miss Vita.
Ah, motherfucker, he's probably already drinking it fucking. What time is it? Almost 7 o'clock. Look at this shit.
He probably good and gone. Remember the one time we talked to him, he could barely speak.
That's right.
That motherfucker was drunk as fuck. Come on, Fro, pick up, damn it.
He ain't gonna answer. Oh, there
What's
it is.
What's good, man? We revisiting Vita, man, and the two fingers split. And I'm letting everybody know your girl ain't classy. She's a she got finger banging on the couch in public.
That's all right.
You gonna defend her? Right. Go ahead, bro.
That's all right because it smelled good.
Actually, that's what we were just saying too. Gang said, "I wish I could say it smelled bad, but it didn't."
That's how I was telling Major, man. It's you know, it doesn't make her look bad in my eyes. I don't know about you.
Right. I mean, who hasn't? Couches everywhere. It's couches everywhere. At every party, everywhere.
No doubt.
And,
no doubt about it, man.
What the fuck's going on, man? You got anything interesting going on? What are you doing today?
You drinking it?
Oh, man. Oh, you know I'm drinking. I'm kind of feeling good after that Michigan State win.
Man, fuck the Spartans, man.
I don't hear nobody speaking. Oh, there goes a cricket right there.
I'm talking. I'm still talking.
Chirp.
Like I said, y'all coming to Ann Arbor, man. Y'all gonna get handled.
Let's be serious.
We got the fifth of vodka.
We're gonna send y'all merry way to the NIT.
Fuck the NIT, bro. I swear to God, bro. If they don't qualify for the big dance, they need to turn down the invitation, yo. For real, we've been there like 4 years running. Fuck that, man.
Ain't this Tommy Amaker's last year?
Yeah, I hope so.
He's turning shit down.
Yeah, it's time to get him the fuck out of there, man.
Spartans are where it's at, man.
So, fuck out of here. Fuck the Spartans.
We love the Spartans, man.
Let him know, Mac. Let him know.
I'm just fucking. Wait till you listen and actually see what really happened.
What's good later, though, man?
No, just fuck.
No, man, you'll hear it. You'll hear the full thing, bro. But shit, man, where you going to be at later, bro?
Somewhere watching his dunk contest.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, shit, that comes on in 15 minutes, man.
Yeah,
what
who's in that bitch,
doing?
Man? I ain't even seen the contestants this year.
Shannon Brown isn't because he was at the state game.
For real.
I don't know who's going to be there.
Yeah, I gotta watch,
I know,
man.
Michael Jordan is coaching it. Judging it.
Oh,
for real, they got MJ out there with his old ass. I'm glad they got him, man. Fuck Dr. J. Dr. J be hating.
Why?
He be hating. Man, motherfuckers do it.
Because.
Go ahead.
I hate gay people.
He be hating because if you can't bring it behind the backboard and wear tight shorts, then he ain't loving it.
Hell yeah, man. If your dick ain't poking through your shorts, he don't like it. That should be gay. Yo,
if
you could do
it. New generation stuff, he ain't gonna dig it. He hates on those with the most scores. But Mike, he recognized it ain't easy.
Yeah, man, motherfuckers do a bounce between the legs, fucking 360. He'll be like, that was a 40. I'll be like, you cocksucker, man. I can't stand Dr. J, dog. He be pissing me off, man.
So you still can't do it like me.
Oh, bastard. So, yeah, MJ in there, that's a good look, man. I'm feeling that. Unless he's a hater, too. And if he's a hater, I'm going to speak on him next show.
MJ don't hate.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that.
He's the nicest guy everybody knows.
Shit, man. All right, bro. We're going to get... I'm going to get back at you after the show, cuz.
All right, bet. Stay up.
All right, man. Later.
Shit, man.
Oh, man. He's going to flip when he hears that fucking gunshot. So the fucking
fuck the Spartans.
MSU shit.
Oh, shit,
fuck him. Fuck him. Fuck him. Fuck him. Fuck him. Oh, damn. Shit. So, man, let's get into another track, man.
Hell
fuck
yeah,
it.
Yeah, let's do that, man.
Oh, man.
What we got left on the board?
You want to hit that one? I fucking love that one. Mm-hmm.
Shit, don't matter to me. Right,
fuck it, man. Let's jump into some Mr. Grand.
Oh,
Let It Rain.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Grand's been on a damn thing.
Yeah, this fucking track, the sample on it. I don't even know if that's a, it's got to be a sample. That shit is the hook on it.
Shout out to Mr. Grand.
No doubt.
Let it rain.
Woo!
Yay!
And project us from this cruiser.
Pay attention, man. Some people put their faith in God, others in guns. Some walk with the spirit, others don't believe it till they see and hear it. From Christ to Buddha, Smith and Wesson to Ruger. No Bible or vest could stop a hollow point bullet from going through ya. When they start to spray, slugs headed your way. Would you rather drop to your knees to shoot back or pray? What? So many questions, but if it happens, then God meant it. There is no weapon you own, no way it could be prevented. It's a death sentence, no gimmicks, no lyrics, no mics, no songs or tracks, and no way that you ever coming back. So what you do now, the world as it was before your birth. Some say receive when you believe in worship on earth, but if you don't, you curse to the lake of fire to burn for eternity. But you could only be scared as you could learn to be. I don't plan on going out like that, so in God I trust. But if you bust and I bust back, come on.
Let it rain,
let it rain. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. It's always he's in my brain. I'm trying to maintain. These niggas got me holding my thing. I'm greater than
let it rain,
let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. Let it rain. It's always he's in my brain. I'm trying to maintain. These niggas got me holding my thing. Every day I promise to start praying and stop smoking. I could see the sun if only the clouds open. Holding my gun and feeling nervous. Is music my purpose? Or should I be sitting in a church service? Murderous thoughts, I get the money by any means. The niggas I lost come to visit me in my dreams. Waking up in sweats, they tell me I'm next in line. I'm trying to convince myself it's all in my mind. Looking for signs, I'm trying to find something to follow. Something to swallow, so I ain't gotta see tomorrow. Whatever's in the bottle, I use it to drown sorrow. Niggas who die young, we take as our role model. So many tears, but how long will they mourn ya? It's me against the world, I see death around the corner. Ready to die, but is it life after death? I got suicidal thoughts, how can I escape myself?
Let it rain,
let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. Let it rain, it's always he's in my brain. I'm trying to maintain, these niggas got me holding my thing. I'm ready to let it rain.
Artists can take a fucking example of this. Make a fucking example of this.
Shout out to Mr. Grand. That shit was professional. For all the artists that submit, because we still get some people that be rapping on PC mics and shit like that, man. I'm not mad at y'all for doing your thing, but when you turn it in, man, and it don't sound professional.
I'm mad. I'm fucking mad.
You mad about that? You don't
fuck
like
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I'm mad about it. Don't fucking submit it. Look, don't submit your subpar shit. That's the way I'm going to say it. All right, man. I know you're giving me the look because
No, you straight.
No, I mean, the way. I'm just saying. I know what it is. We're not trying to turn no artists away, but don't submit some fucking garbage on a goddamn PC mic. Look, if you're really about your fucking business, sell some CDs, then turn around and buy a fucking real mic or some studio time.
Yeah, because what killed me, man, because our review panel has to I mean, they got to listen to hours of bad music.
I'm about five seconds away from pulling up the fucking the admin area so that fucking we can play some of that shit because...
Yeah, there's some bad shit that gets turned in. And so the thing is, man, like, you got fucking ears, people. When you play your shit and you listen to a song like Mr. Grand that we just played, you know if your shit sound like ass and if it sound real. You know if you recorded it in a closet or if you went to a studio and put the shit down. So,
do you feel your own shit?
That's all.
Yeah.
Just
no,
use some common sense.
I mean,
sense.
It's the same, but you know what, man? I all right, so we've been doing this shit for almost 2 years. For a year and a half. A year and a half. I was on the background thing doing the fucking business end of shit, pulling shit around while you were running the shit on the show. And we deal with artists daily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, fucking, the thing that kills me is the fucking prima donnas. And I'm gonna fucking put it out there. Here's the deal. We fucking did a, we were supposed to do an interview with J.R. Ryder. All right, we're sitting here at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, in the evening, sitting there, waiting.
Yeah.
Fucking hour goes by, nothing. Mm-hmm. Don't hear nothing. Call the fucking publicist or the marketing rep or whatever the fuck, whoever the fuck she is. Hold on. He didn't call you. They said they called you. They said they didn't get an answer.
That's what pissed me off about. They was fucking lying, man.
Yeah.
No one fucking called.
But
we was sitting there.
But that's the shit. You're fucking J.R. Ryder, man. You're not fucking Jay-Z. I don't care. I don't fucking care. I mean, the way I look at it, fuck it.
I hear you.
Fuck them. I mean, and you know what? There's artists, and I'm not going to say any fucking names, but there's artists out there. Why did I even say that? There's artists out there that don't do shit and then want the whole fucking world handed to them.
Yeah.
Like, it's the shit like... fucking acting like you're the fucking king of the fucking world, you know. Who was it? I ain't gonna say
anything. I don't know. The thing is, man, it's like, we professionals, y'all supposed to be professionals, just run the shit the right way, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't fucking say you called when you didn't.
Yeah.
And the thing that killed me is, if he said, like, that's where, to me, where we caught them shit, well, we knew they was lying. Because they said that they called and talked to somebody. I'm like, man, fuck, they didn't talk to nobody, man.
Exactly.
They ain't talking
exactly.
to a fucking soul, man.
So fuck that shit.
When they said it was ringing and we didn't pick up, then maybe, okay, maybe I could have heard that one, man. But they said they talked to somebody and they said we could reschedule. Man,
even if it was ringing,
shit,
it would have dumped to fucking voicemail. I don't want to hear it. I just want, I mean, I don't care if you're independent or anything. You know what? We're not the end-all solution, but I will say, if you're going to fucking submit something, fucking... make sure that there's some quality with it. Fuck. I don't know, man. I mean, the way I don't know. I get so fucking frustrated with people who... These prima donna motherfuckers that think they're above everything. There's people who will send us a link to their fucking music and expect us to go download their shit and fucking take the time to listen to it. Look, we're fucking busy. There's a reason why you have to submit the shit, okay?
Yeah.
It's nothing against anybody. They there's legal reasons.
Basically.
Exactly. So don't fucking send us links, and then when we try and get a hold of you to try to get you to send it, act like you're too fucking big to deal with
man.
Us.
It ain't about that,
fuck
man. It's
that.
Like, basically, we need the permission to play your shit. We can't just go download it and spin it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? We need your fucking permission. That's why we got a submit page, man.
Exactly.
Everything's there for a fucking reason.
Exactly.
But like you said, man, some people just feel that they... ain't got to do it or they too good for it. But.
Yep. But I swear to God, I mean, like the people that we're getting that are submitting good music and actually have shit worth saying and have like fucking good production, good mic, fucking they're making music, not just shit out of a goddamn tin can.
Yeah.
That shit just drives me nuts, man. You know what?
Yeah.
I mean, while I'm at it, I mean, it's fucking that. Man, that fucking. I told you, I mean, this that motherfucker Sly.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh.
Yeah, see, I mean, we weren't going to say anything, but this motherfucker, I'm not even going to say what his website is. This motherfucker runs a show. He's the son of a bitch, you know, I mean, we... I don't know.
Go ahead, man.
I went out of
you
my
started.
Way.
Go ahead, all right, finish
it up. Fuck it. I went out of my fucking way. To contact this dude. We got a mutual contact. I'm not going to say who it was. Who put me on to dude. I checked him out, and me and Major were like, damn, this dude does his damn thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we just kind of silently agreed about it. And I called the dude up, and I said, look, man, we're feeling what you're doing. You know, if there's anything we can help with, we just wanted to make the contact. You know, good show, da-da-da-da-da, everything went okay. Fucking hooked it up. Dude said, who does your website? And I said, well, we got a designer that handles that shit, you know? Motherfucker... ask if we could do something, help him out. Sure, you know what? It's all love. You know, mm-hmm. You hook us up with some drops on your show, we'll give you some shit to We'll do your website shit for you. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I need it before this Ozone article coming up.
Yep.
So that was like 2 weeks previous. This motherfucker turns around and like the Friday before that shit was supposed to be submitted.
Basically, man, he had some shit, some obligations that he had to handle in order for
our people to take care of the site. The ball was in the dude's court. He was supposed to send us some shit. He didn't send it till the weekend before this quote-unquote article was supposed to fucking drop and said, I need it by Monday. I told him it would take 1 to 2 days to do it. I send it to the fucking web designer. Dude had his fucking weekend book, man. What the fuck you want me to do about it? Monday rolls around. The web designer got maybe an hour and a half of working on the project that we were doing for fucking free. And then the motherfucker turns around. And the next day on Monday, the motherfucker comes at me saying, where's my website? You said you were going to do my fucking website.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Fucked up, man.
You know what? And then I tell him, I said, look,
man. It was 2 weeks. And there were some reminders in there, too. Within that 2 weeks.
Exactly.
And it didn't get handled.
Yep. And I said, handle your fucking business. That's what I said. I said, handle your business and the fucking and everything will work out. And it wouldn't be. He turns around and tells me, fuck you, N-word. And I'm a fucking white guy. But he tells me, fuck you, N-word. And then I turned around and told him, have a great day. And now I'm saying, fuck you right back because I don't care anymore. Fuck him. You know what, Sly? Go fuck yourself, man, because your show ain't shit. Everybody knows you only got 60 listeners. Everybody's tired of that hyphy fucking garbage you're playing. Everybody's tired of hearing you fucking talk about how much you fucking hate shit. Go fuck yourself. And you fucked yourself in other cases, too. Suck my dick! I want to fucking call some...
Applause there for J-Max Rant. Goddamn. That feel good, don't it?
It does.
Don't it? Got that shit off your fucking chest, man.
I mean, that's been fucking eating at me, and he probably is...
What's that?
He's probably, like, all happy about it.
Yeah, I mean, fuck shit. You know, it was a fucked up situation, man. Like I said, we, you know, Hood Hype tried to reach out, tried to do shit the right way. It ain't work out.
He can go fuck himself, though. I don't care. I don't know who I'm calling right now.
No?
No, I just pulled the number. I don't care. Hold on, let's see if it dials. Oh, look at there. Hold on. Let's see what happens. You ready?
Here we go.
I'm fucking heated. I'm ready to go. Our phone switch
is ready
working.
To dump off, man.
Hello?
Hey, motherfucker! Hey, guy, how's it going? Hey, man, what's up, man? Dude, what's going on? Dude! Ha-ha! I got you, didn't I?
Ha-ha, who the fuck's this?
Dude, come on, man! Did you see that new 50 Cent video? Do you not? Did you see that 50 Cent video? Oh, I don't know
what?
Who the fuck... Huh?
Wow, you was a nut.
Yeah, dude, what's up, man?
Who's
this? Yeah, yeah. What up, my motherfucker? Shit. What up?
Who this,
nigga? Hoodhype.com, motherfucker.
Who?
Woo! I don't know. I'm heated. Fuck the Sly Show! Fuck him! Woo! Fuck him. What? Wow, look at that. Fucking dialing some digits on you. What? I don't know. I'm just fucking wasting time here now.
You was a nut, man.
Hey, I'm gonna hang up on you, all right, guy?
You do what you do, gangster.
Oh, yeah. What'd you say? Where are you from? What's your name?
What's your name?
Oh, this is J-Mac.
This is
J-Mac.
This is Major talking to you, man. This is hoodhype.com, man.
What up?
We fucking around, man. You was a trooper, dog. You hung in on the phone call. What's good with you?
Yeah.
Good, then.
Oh, ain't nothing, man. Just talking to you, see what's good, man. Check out the website, hoodhype.com, man.
Yeah, G-Unit, man.
That's it.
We like guys like you. You can listen to our show.
One time, bro.
I'm online right now.
Yeah, you on the air. You on the air, bro.
Yeah.
I said, you on the air.
I don't believe you.
No, but shoot, go to hoodhype.com in a couple days, man. You catch the whole show, bro.
Yeah, you can see my black ass!
What's your name, man? Get your shout-outs in.
Yeah,
get your
what's
name
up,
out
man?
There.
Get it in, because we're going to fucking be cutting you off in a second here. You got any shout-outs?
Shout-outs to who?
Anybody, man.
Anybody,
your
man.
Hood, what city,
there.
Where you from, bro?
Me?
Yeah.
D-Town.
All right. Shout-out to D-Town, man. Shit, that's where...
D-Town or Lansing, but that's cool.
Yeah, shit. We all Michigan, man. We recording out of Michigan, so... Go ahead, man. We'll holler at you, bro.
Let's fucking roll out. This dude's being weird. See you, man. Wow, that was gay.
Oh, Jesus,
I just picked a number
man.
Out
you
the blue.
Retarded, man.
Oh, fuck him. Dude, you're a weak man. Fucking call the voicemail line. 313-406-7577.
Dude, I ain't believe this, man. He's going to be mad when he go to the website and check it out. Like, oh, man.
This white motherfucker.
I could have said some shit.
This white motherfucker said, what up, gangster? What up, gangster?
Yeah, he said the D. He probably from fucking
dude, I dialed 517. Utica. That shit was 517.
Was it for real? Yeah. He from Lansing?
D-Town, man. Fucking 80 miles outside of D-Town.
That's another time I hate when people do that shit, man. Fuck, say where you from, man.
I'm from
Don't
Detroit.
Don't be like, I'm from Detroit. You I'm live from in Detroit. Lansing. Or if you way out in the fucking burbs, flat out, man, if you ain't within 10, 15 minutes of the city, you don't live there, motherfucker. Flat out.
Then I can say I'm from Detroit.
What's that?
Wait, I'm 20, 25 minutes.
Yeah, you outside, bro. You in the burbs. J-Mac, king of the burbs.
Ah, shit. I don't know who the fuck the dude was, but...
I thought you knew who the fuck you was calling, man.
Nah, gangster.
You be blindside me, man.
Gangster.
Gangster. Jesus.
Oh, you want to... Oh, no. Man, is there anything else what you got going on, man? I kind of just went off on a rant and spent half hour talking about some bullshit.
Shit, man. I don't even know, man.
He was like,
I'm
what
ready
up?
To go into another how track.
How did we catch... How did we fucking catch a dude like that?
I don't know. That shit was funny.
What up, gangster?
We'd have been better off catching like an old lady or some shit. I think that shit would have been more entertaining.
Gangsta.
This dude was scared to talk.
Hey, gangsta. What up, gangsta?
Cat had his tongue. Oh, man. Dude's sitting there.
Do we really got to jump out?
I don't believe you. I don't. No, who are you? Man, what the fuck? What are you scared of? Say your name. Shit,
you know
man.
What it's like here in Michigan.
Fuck that, man. We ain't no hick ass state, man.
Oh, shit, man. Fuck them.
Fuck out of here,
I
man.
I hate gay people.
We're straight up fucking around now, man.
Whatever your name is, anonymous white guy, you had your chance to speak up, bro. You could have been funny.
Fucking 60,000.
5 minutes of fame.
You had 60,000 listeners and 1.5 million syndicated listeners that you just fucking sounded like an idiot.
You choked.
Choke, choke. Choke, choke, choke.
Curtis!
We got to finally jump in the track and then we're wrapping it up, huh?
Yeah, I guess so, man. This last track is from former Rockefeller. God. Speaking of former Rockefeller people like Dame Dash, Rebel used to be signed there.
I'm going to see walk to this, dude.
Oh, man, I wish I had a camcorder.
This is so 41,
baby.
Yeah!
This shit's hard.
A lot of rap cats be lying, talking about the pressure they applying. How they squeeze they iron, but ain't enough dying. Why Big and Pop Mom's only ones crying? I watch a rappers on smack like you need to be smacked for exposing all your cats like you're living like that. Niggas go to prison like that, just to be in the pictures with niggas living like that. Woo! Plus, who you kill don't improve your skills, or who you cut when you was locked don't make your hooks real. I could tell you how a crook feel. Probably feeling trill, probably feeling real, probably wanna kill, or just go somewhere and bang out. Squeeze six shots, call a nigga name out. I'm too old to go the gang route, but niggas bang while I hang out. So holler when it's real, B.
Holler what you seen, did it hurt? Just make sure everything's your word. Holler when it's real, B. Holler what you seen, did it hurt? Just make sure everything's your word.
Magazines had a fact check. Someone to check out your lyrics, make sure they accurate. So fake niggas couldn't ask back. Talking about they blast text, lying about their address. What if niggas went back to your hoods with the stories you tell be all good? So holler when it's real, B. Cause there's way too much yelling about you felons when I heard you niggas telling. So holler when it's real, B. I don't doubt you sold crack before, man. I doubt you sold keys and you ain't gon' game me. Cause I've been round heavyweight since I was 8. Dudes is getting big cake and flipping big weight. And I'm tired of hearing about sales. I know dope fiends that fucking ran to jail. So holler when it's real, B. Cause I'ma be the same nigga till I'm filthy or till they kill me. So holler when it's real, B.
Holler what you seen, did it hurt? Just make sure everything's your word. Holler when it's real, B. Holler what you seen, did it hurt? Just make sure everything's your word.
Ain't no lies with me. Open the pages of my life so that you can see that the truth is me. I was raised around G, so ruthlessly. So raise your hand to be there for one in your root for me. I put one hand in the sky and I pledge whatever Rev said, Rev did. But strike me down, kid. This the life that I live. Positive or negative, that's just what it is. So pay me homage, cause I ain't fiending. You garbage streets made me hard. Y'all use weights to get solid. Need a Hennessy to get bout it. Need your mans with you to get brave-hearted. You needed several for the courage to go straight targets. They ain't creative, so they ain't artists. At least nothing like me, yo. Life's a gamble, but I'm C-Lo. R.E.B. for presents, me, yo. Y'all know how we roll.
So holler when it's real, holler what you seen, did it hurt. Just make sure everything's your word. Holler when it's real, be holler what you seen, did it hurt. Just make sure everything's your word. Holler when it's real, be holler what you seen, did it hurt. Just make sure everything's your word. You better holler when it's real, be holler what you seen, did it hurt. Just make sure everything is everything.
Oh my God.
That track was straight.
Hollywood, it's real. That's
Let me run them all down, man. First track, LB, NH to BK, featuring AZ. My man LB representing Manchester, New Hampshire. Holler at him, myspace.com/LBZ.
Yeah.
Mikado had the track Dope Girl with the drums that was fucking banging. Indianapolis, Indiana. Shit, is that the first? That might be the first people we have from Indiana, man. That shit was fire. Check him out at MySpace, Mikado04. Mr. Grand, Let It Rain.
Oh, my God.
That sample was sick.
Quality.
Representing ATL.
Quality.
Straight up fire right there, man. KJ had the fire R&B joint. Shake it, baby. Second time being featured on the show.
KJ doing it up
she
real
was
big.
Lovely. Another ATL artist right there, man. You can hit him up at kj@hotmail.com. Send him an email. And the last track we just closed out with, Rebel, Holler When It's Real. New York City, produced
Quality.
By Ski. Shit was official. God,
everybody who was on today, man, real, real shit.
Yeah, that's this show was
shit.
Nuts, man. We had it all today, man.
Yep.
We had it all.
We got
Sean
all our
Price,
shit
drama, J-Mac getting angry, getting
oh,
heated.
Oh, shit, man. We were going to have that Mickey shit clicked out, too, man.
Yeah, man.
Oh.
Shit, we might as well talk about the upcoming interviews. We got, what, Mickey?
Yeah.
Off the Shy, man. For people who don't know, y'all going to know him real quick, man.
Yep. He's with Virgin.
Yep, signed with Virgin Records, man.
Was on Cash
Former
Money.
Former affiliate of Kanye West, man. Dude, the funny shit he said to me, or not funny, but the shit that was just amazing, is when he said it used to be him, Kanye, fucking Shauna, all them people at one house.
Yeah. Oh,
and Kanye
really?
Is my, yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, he said that they was in Kanye's basement, man. All
wow.
them people over there, man. Can you imagine all that fucking talent?
I know,
one
man.
House,
your head would explode.
I was like, damn. So shout out to Chi-Town,
no,
big time,
no
man.
Doubt, man. Mickey was that dude. I mean, we'll probably dedicate damn near a whole episode to that dude.
It was a long interview, but it was
interesting
good, man.
As
interesting
hell,
as
man.
Hell from top to bottom. Shoot, we got what else we got coming up, man? We got an interview with Young L from the Pack.
Yeah.
For those hyphy fans out there, I know we got him. I know we got him. Wow. He's a silly dude. You, I know you don't like hyphy.
No, that whole, no, I'm just saying that interview was weak, dude, and not on your part.
Yeah, I mean, but he's young, though, man. I mean, the whole group is 17 and 19-year-olds, man. But, shit, I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying?
He had some shit to say. Major asked some pretty good questions. It was not bad.
Yeah.
Sean P. did
it. We'll have that coming up. But, yeah, it wasn't nothing like Sean P., though. Sean P. is in a class on his own when it comes to these interviews.
No doubt.
For real.
Are we done?
I believe so, man.
Fuck.
Time for the shout-outs, man. Shout-out to Big
I'm
James
too
over
much
there.
Much fun this time, man.
Shit,
why are
too.
You going to fucking already close it up? God damn it, we
I'm
got
I'm not
to.
Closing up. I'm just shouting out. Shouting out. You can still... I know you like to talk.
Huh?
Wow, what the fuck was that? That sounded fucking terrible.
I don't know, man.
I'm not letting you run the boards again.
I'm a boss in the game.
Sorry, dude.
I couldn't even hear myself when that shit was going, bro.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
I was fucking around, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out to James, the hip-hop director.
James.
Adam at Smooth Beats.
What up, James? James is a dude. James holds it down, man. HipHopDirectory.com.
Yes, sir.
Get your site publicized there. Artists, get your music up there. James is a dude.
For sure.
Yeah. Is that
man,
it?
I think so, man.
God, man, we gotta fucking go.
Yeah, man.
All right, man. It's an hour.
I gotta finish drinking.
Hour and 20, man. Thank y'all for listening, man. This is a good show. Dude that we called who said the word gangster, and I don't remember anything else he said.
And you're from Big Lansing, up. Man. You're not from Detroit.
Big
Stop
up.
Stop it. I'm from Lansing, yo. Be proud.
What up, gangster?
Yeah, man. There's nothing to be ashamed of, man. We're a small city. We're small but strong, damn it. From Lansing, yo. Don't do that, man.
Oh,
shout
dude.
Out to the L, the whole L, man.
Yeah.
This is Major. I love y'all,
this
man.
This is J-Mac, man. Take it easy. It's
signing
fucking
the
good
fuck
talking
off,
to
man.
You.
We'll be back at y'all in a couple of weeks. Yeah.
Put hype. Oh, look. Look what you're doing. I'm on the last fucking...
Oh, you think you're going to get the last word?
Why are you holding down the fucking... Get your hand
off
the board.
Because I run shit.
Get your hand off the board, motherfucker.
Fuck you.